One day, I was very sad. I think sadder than at any time in my life. And this sadness was through a fresh sight of the greatness and vileness of my sins. And as I was then looking for nothing but death and the everlasting loss of my soul, suddenly, as I thought, I saw the Lord Jesus look down from heaven upon me and say,
"Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Lord, I am a very great sinner.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
But Lord, what is believing?
He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Then are believing and coming all the same?
Any who come, reaching out the heart and affections after me, are believers in verity.
Then am I truly a believer in Christ?
Thou art.
Then the water stood in my eyes. But I asked further, "But Lord, may such a great sinner as I am be indeed accepted of thee, and be saved by thee."
He that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
But Lord, what must I believe of thee in my coming to thee, that my faith may be placed aright upon thee?
Chiefly this, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners such as you, that he bestows righteousness to everyone that believes, that he died for your sins and rose again for your justification. He loved you and washed you from your sins in his own blood. He is mediator between you and your God, and he ever liveth to make intercession for you.
From all of this I gathered that I must look for righteousness in his person, and for satisfaction for my sin as by his blood, that what he did in obedience to his Father's law, and in submitting to the penalty thereof, was not for himself, but for me.
Blessed revelation.
Aye, blessed indeed. And now was my heart full of joy, mine eyes full of tears, and mine affections running over with love to the name, people, and ways of Jesus Christ.
This was a revelation of Christ to your soul indeed. But tell me, particularly what effect this had upon your spirit.